The Mishnah in Perek Gimel of Masechta Shvi'is, Mishnah Hay, deals with a person who owns a field, and on that field he has a large stone which he plans on chiseling away in order to extract stones that he can use to build or for other purposes. However, in doing so, it might cause a problem of Maris Ayin, as taking stones out of your field is normally done for tikkun hasada, in order to make the field better for growth of produce and crops, which would obviously be also on Shvi'is. However, this person, in chiseling away at his stone, has no intent on fixing his sada, of being misakin his sada and making it better for growth, but rather just wants to use the stones for building or other uses. So what would the halacha be in such a situation? How could a person do it in a manner that would impose a problem of maris ayin? The Mishnah begins, Lo yiftach adam machzev batechila lesoch sadeyu. A person shouldn't be poseach, shouldn't begin chiseling away at a rock. In other words, the diuk over here on the word yiftach, open, is that if a person had already been using this stone to chisel away smaller ones for other uses, so he may continue, that won't constitute a problem of Maris Ayin, as everyone who sees him doing it knows he's doing it for a specific purpose, as he had been doing before Shvi'is. However, let's say he hadn't done that before Shvi'is, and he plans on doing it now for the first time on Shvi'is. So the halacha is, lo yiftach adam machzev batechila lesoch sadeyu. A person shouldn't begin a machzev, chiseling away at his larger stone, lesoch sadeyu, and shiu bo shalosh murbios, shehen shalosh al rum shalosh, shiuran esrim v'sheva avanim. A person may chisel away at a larger stone in order to gain smaller stones for other uses under a specific circumstance, the Mishnah says. The circumstance is that a person must have three rows, shalosh murbios, on this larger stone. It must have three rows, which each row is 3 by 3 by 3. In other words, if a person has such a large stone that it's is able, 3 by 3 by 3 is dealing with the shear in amos. It has to be able to have 3 amos by 3 amos by 3 amos, which is quite a large stone. If a person has such a large stone and is chiseling away at it, people know he's doing it in order to extract from it stones for use of for other uses, but he's not doing it in order to be mesakin es sadeyu. Shi'uran esrim v'sheva avanim. It'll come out that each row, since each row is 3 by 3 by 3, it's 27 avanim. It will be able to make each row 27 stones, which are the size of 1 amma by 1 amma. Because after all, since each row is 3 by 3 by 3, and he has 3 of those rows, but each row, 3 by 3 by 3, equals 27 stones, which are 1 amma wide. The next Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, deals with a separate case on Shvi'is, but still dealing with the same concept of trying to avoid, or the necessity to avoid, Maris Ayin, people thinking that a person's trying to fix his field, to make his field better for produce, something that would be also on Shvi'is, but his real intention is not to do so. However, this Mishnah is talking about if a person has a stone wall in his field, and he wants to take down the wall. So again, it might look like the same problem we encountered in Mishnah Hay, that a person wants to take down that the wall, the stones, in order to make his field a better field. But the person just wants to take down the wall for a different reason and doesn't intend on using that ground, that underneath, in order to plant. What's the halacha in such a situation? How would it be mutter, or under what circumstances could a person take down that wall? Gader, a wall, sheyeshbo esha avanim, shal masoy shnayim shnayim, harei elu yinatlu, yinatelu. The halacha is that if each stone, the wall has 10 stones, a minimal amount of 10 stones, that each one of those stones must be carried by two people. It's so heavy and so big, it must be carried by two people, As provided that the wall has at least 10 of those stones, not only can those 10 stones be taken away, but all the other stones can be taken away. Because if a person sees these large stones being taken away, it won't constitute a problem of Ma'ariv Zayin. A person will know he just wants that wall to be removed, but he's not planning on planting or using that ground to improve his sadeh, to improve his field, which would constitute an Isra on Shvi'is. Shir Gadar Asara Tzachim. The shir, additionally to what we just mentioned, that it has to have 10 stones, which are each must be carried by two people, the Gadar, the wall, has to be at least Asara Tzachim high, which is roughly 96 centimeters. Pachos Mikain, if the gadar, the wall, doesn't have 10 stones which must be carried by two people each, or is not 10 tefachim high. If it's missing either one of these two qualifications, the halacha is, if a person still wants to go ahead with getting rid of that wall, with taking down that wall, mechate vigomimo ad pachos meha'aretz tefach. The person can take away all the stones on the top of the wall, but he must leave on the bottom of the wall a tefach, one tefach of avanim. Because if a person leaves one tefach of avanim across the whole gadar, across the whole fence, so it's clear that the person wasn't taking away these stones in order to make his field better, in order to improve his field, but rather because he had no use for that fence anymore, or had some reason why he wanted to get rid of that fence. However, when is this true that a person can't take down his fence completely and has to leave a tefach on the bottom? Mitoch shelo, avol mitoch shel chaveru, mashu rotze yito. This halacha that if you don't match the two qualifications of the fence being 10 tefachim high and having 10 stones which must be carried by two people, that you need to leave a tefach on the ground. This only applies if you're dealing with a fence that's on your ground, because if it's on your field, that fence, so Ma'ariv Zayin, people who see you taking down that fence will think you're trying to improve your field. Avol mitoch shel chaveru, if the fence is on your friend's field, you can take it down, because no one thinks you're out there to improve your friend's field, and you could take it even completely, even without leaving the tefach at the bottom. Bamed var mamurim. The Mishnah continues, when is it true that even on your field you have to leave a tefach if you don't have those two qualifications? Bizman shelo hiskel bo mi'erev shvi'is. Aval im hiskel bo mi'erev shvi'is, mashehu rotze notel. If a person, similar to what the diuk we mentioned at the beginning of Mishnah Hay, if a person did not begin taking down the gadar, taking down the fence on erev shvi'is, so now there's a problem of Ma'ariv Zayin, that now Shvi'is, the Shemitah year, came around, and now you're taking away the stones, so it seems as if you're trying to improve your field, which would constitute an Isra on Shvi'is. However, if you started even before Shvi'is, so a person knows that your intention wasn't to improve the field, but was rather just to take down the fence. And even on Shiloh, even on your own field, you may take away all the stones without leaving a tefach, even if you don't match the two qualifications of there being 10 stones which must be carried each by two people, and the fence being 10 tefachim high.